gentlemen.
Welcome aboard. It is Wednesday, and if my calendar is correct, it's August 1st. And the year, as I recall, is 2007. This is Michael Collins Piper. This is not a rebroadcast. I am here with you live tonight. I was hoping to have a guest this evening, but I wasn't able to get in touch with him. But in any case, that doesn't mean that you aren't able to come aboard as a guest, as you frequently do, and I'm referring to you, the listeners, you, the callers. Just a few comments here. I haven't gone through my email completely, but I do want to tell you that my recent comments critical of the book, The Bell Curve, have really seemed to have stirred up a pot of dissent out there among the listeners, because there's a lot of people who swear, or at least who have been swearing, by the book The Bell Curve. Now, this Bell Curve book was a book written by two characters by the name of Herrnstein and Murray. Richard Herrnstein and Charles Murray. Herrnstein, I believe, is dead, but Murray is very much alive. The book came out in 1994. And it was a best-selling book. The authors were Harvard professors, and basically they say that, that blacks are inferior to whites, at least in terms of intelligence. Now, this is not anything new. I mean, people have been saying this for years. I remember reading that same thing in old Ku Klux Klan publications back in the 1960s and in publications by the Citizens Councils of America, you know, basically citing previous intelligence studies of that kind. And frankly, I've never had any reason to doubt the validity of it. But it came as a great surprise to me, and as a great surprise to a lot of people when that book came out in 1994, and all of a sudden everybody was promoting the book. And, you know, I dare to raise the question as to why all of a sudden was that book being promoted. Well, evidently I upset a lot of people by daring to suggest that there was something wrong with the bell curve. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here from Washington.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. And a big disaster at the headquarters of American Free Press today, which I'll talk to you about later. Real mess there. But in any case, I'm going to go back to this issue of the bell curve, which seems to have struck a nerve among some of our listeners, maybe many of our listeners, I don't know. But the thing is, I'm not going to back down on this. You know, as I say, I'm not one of these fools who, one of these multiculturalist fools, one of these liberal fools who like to pretend that blacks and whites and Hispanics and Chinese and I should say Asians and American Indians, that we're all alike, because we're not. We're all very different. We all have different physical attributes. We all have different mental attributes. We have many, many, many diverse attributes. And there's a lot of people who like to run around pretending, oh, we're all alike. We're brothers under the skin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, that's a real nice attitude to take. But it's a dream world attitude, because there are all these differences between us. But I guess my attitude towards something like the bell curve was, you know, okay, so what? We've known it all along. This has been something that was known, and people who did talk about racial differences were called racists. People with, there were long-standing stacks of books and scientific studies that basically asserted essentially what the bell curve had asserted when it was published in 1994, but at the time it was published, I was rather puzzled by the strange burst of publicity that it received, and I just did some checking here. This is from Wikipedia, which of course is not the most reliable source, but this more or less reflects the kind of publicity that the bell curve did receive. It says, the bell curve received a great deal of positive publicity, including cover stories in Newsweek, which, of course, it is said the science behind it is overwhelmingly mainstream. Early publication, under protest by other writers and editors, by the New Republic, by its editor-in-chief at the time, Andrew Sullivan, and the New York Times Book Review. Early articles and editorials appeared in Time, the New York Times, which said that the bell curve makes a strong case, the New York Times Magazine, Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and National Review. It received a respectful airing on such shows as Nightline, the McNeil-Lehrer NewsHour, the McLaughlin Group, Think Tank, Primetime Live, and All Things Considered. The book sold over 500,000 copies in hardcover. Okay, now as I say, those details are from Wikipedia. I can't verify those details word for word, line by line, source by source. But needless to say, it is a very distinct thing in my memory that this indeed was the kind of coverage that the bell curve was receiving. And at the time, I was saying, I felt like I was the only person who was saying it, why is this book, The Bell Curve, receiving all this publicity? Why all of a sudden are all these powerful publications like the New York Times, like Newsweek, like the so-called liberal New Republic, suddenly promoting a book that says that blacks are inferior to whites. Well, I started looking at the time trying to find out exactly what the book did say and what these august professors who had written the book were really saying, and I started looking around and I began to discover that these gentlemen were not only saying that blacks were inferior to whites, but that whites were inferior to Asians, and that basically the Jews were superior to everybody else. So here we had this unusual situation where the Jewish mass media in America was promoting a book to the general public saying that, well, here's all this scientific evidence that the Jews are superior to everybody. And no one seemed to quite get that part of it. You know, I would point this out to people. I would go to some of these meetings with some of my friends in the white nationalist movement, or as they call themselves now, the white nationist movement, and everybody'd be just puffed up like roosters because the bell curve had come out. And I'd say, wait a minute, do you know what they're saying? And I'd say, wait a minute, these guys are saying that you are an inferior group of people to the Jews. But no one seemed to want to believe that, or no one seemed to want to understand that. And, you know, I was reminded, and of course, who was I? Just one person among so many. And everybody was reading in all the publications about the bell curve. You know, so, you know, here I was, one lone voice, trying to raise questions about why this book was coming out. You know, and then, of course, I got in trouble again from so many people when several years later I dared to mention that the book Paved with Good Intentions by Jared Taylor, a book which makes basically similar arguments to the bell curve, was favorably reviewed by the American Jewish Committee's Commentary magazine. This is this insane magazine edited for many years by Norman Podoretz, who's now Rudy Giuliani's chief foreign policy advisor. He's calling for war against Iran. I was saying to myself, why all of a sudden are these powerful Jewish organizations actively promoting the idea, which has been around for years, that blacks are inherently inferior to whites? Now, as I say, folks, I know there's a lot of you out there who swear by that idea. Well, you know, my feeling about it is, well, if blacks are inferior to whites, and whites are inferior to Asians, and Asians are inferior to Jews, according to all these Jewish professors, well, it's a very sad thing for all of us who are members of the inferior races. But, you know, I guess my attitude about it is, I don't know if it's a good thing to have a big fat book like the bell curve with 900 pages or however many pages it was, a big fat book. I don't know what purpose it serves by going to a black person who's not out there screaming for civil rights and screaming their head off for whatever it is black agitators scream for, and then just shove this book in the face of a person and say, well, you were screwed from the start. You're inferior. Now, that's exactly what this kind of book does, and that's what all this massive publicity in the mass media was doing. It was deliberately stirring up things that need not be discussed. Now, some of you say, well, we do need to discuss it because we shouldn't have blacks in school with our kids, or we shouldn't have this group mixing with that group. You know, that's another debate for another time, folks. What I'm talking, and again, I emphasize what I'm talking about here, folks, is the fact that at the highest levels in our mass media, this mass media, which has done so much to destroy this country in so many ways, particularly by stirring up racial problems, why was it then suddenly that there was this big hello, this big promotion of this book, The Bell Curve? Well, now, some of my associates said, oh, well, this is a good thing. They're finally coming around. They finally understand things. No, folks, it wasn't that. This was more of the same. This was more mass manipulation. When you find Newsweek, Time, the New York Times, the New York Times Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, and National Review, Nightline, McNeil Lehrer, McLaughlin Group, Think Tank, Primetime Live, and All Things Considered, promoting that book by Herrnstein and Murray. It was kind of funny, too, because at the same time, there was a lady by the name of, similar name, her name is Thernstrom, Abigail Thernstrom, and she was widely hailed by some people because of her writings on race relations, and she was opposed to affirmative action and so forth. But it's funny, all the people who were promoting this Abigail Thernstrom, not to be confused with Mr. Herrnstein, the people who were promoting Abigail Thernstrom had no idea that this lady's solution to the racial problems in America was racial miscegenation. She wanted to mix the races. She said that the solution to racial problems in America was to mix the races. And yet there were all these people out there promoting her work who had no idea that that was exactly what her solution to the problem was. I'm telling you, folks, they've got us coming, and they have got us going. But as I say, I do not back down on my denunciation of the bell curve for the reasons that I have described. I'm not saying it's not scientifically correct, folks. It may well be, but then again, when you consider the fact that who are conducting these experiments, that's another question. I don't know, but I kind of find it rather interesting that this certain form of racism or racial discussion is permitted. But over the years, all these people who were daring to discuss these issues before the bell curve came out, these people were denounced as racists and bigots and unscientific and so forth. And yet, for some reason, at one point, the mass media decided to give us a new variation on that theme. And this theme, of course, ultimately is the Jews are superior. It's no surprise Charles Murray himself recently wrote a story to that effect in no less than Commentary Magazine. Just keeps getting to be more of the same, folks. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to start to take some calls and may have some more comments about some other things. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here. Save till later to tell you about the tragedy at American Free Press. It's not a major, nobody died or anything like that, but just a real mess. Okay, we have some callers already. I'm going to go to our first one. It's Philip in South Carolina. Philip, come on up.
Michael Collins?
How are you?
Great, man. How are you?
All righty.
I wasn't expecting to get on this soon. The guy told me it might be a while, so. it's just an honor to meet you. I've read your book, Final Judgment, it's been about 9-10 months ago.
Oh, okay, all right.
And it's one of those books that I put in probably my top five that totally changed your life and your whole outlook on life.
Oh, well, I guess I appreciate the comments, but that's kind of scary to think that a book could change your outlook. Now you got me curious. Why? How did it change your outlook?
Well, the whole New World Order, all that crap. I've studied that for quite a few years, but you kind of narrowed down the Zionist Jewish influence, and I had no idea that it was that big. So that totally made me take an exit and explore all these other stuff that I never looked at before.
Okay.
So I've just been studying all this other stuff and these other videos and the whole JFK thing. It's always puzzled me. My teacher in high school actually was going to write a book on it himself. And I guess in high school you got 9 weeks four or nine weeks in a year a year. But anyway, the last 9 weeks of that year he spent on JFK, and he broke it all down for us. So at an early age, I was kind of taught about JFK and what was going on, I guess, sort of. And he did a lot of research. So, I guess what I was wanting to bring up is, have you seen the documentary called Ring of Power?
Ring of Power. Now, I tell you what, that title rings a bell to me. Could you tell me a little bit about it? And I think I have seen it, but I'm not sure. Go ahead. Tell me.
It's a female that narrates it. She kind of sounds like the female from Just Shoot Me, the crazy one on it. I kind of thought it was her at first.
I have to confess I've never watched Just Shoot Me. But,
yeah. Well, there's a brunette on there. She's a little bit older. She's always trying to, she's always hitting on guys and all that stuff. But anyway.
Sounds like three of my neighbors, so that's kind of a... Go ahead.
That's cool. So, it's like a 4-DVD compilation, and the way she puts it all together, it just blew me away. And she went into the early Jews. She went in Israel used to be called Canaan, and then the Palestine, and then the Jews were actually in Egypt. And she had a lot of theories. Well, I guess she really done her homework. And then she said, the original 12 tribes of Israel, they left because they got banished from Israel, I guess, by the Romans, if I'm not mistaken. And then the tribe of Dan, which was, I don't know which, whatever one it was, one of the original 12 tribes, they actually settled in England, if I'm not mistaken. and Denmark, and that's why they call it Great Britain.
Oh well, yes. Okay, now as far as the thesis behind this, now the actual video itself, I'm going to have to make a note to try to get a copy of that.
Oh, no,
I haven't
very good.
Seen that. I was thinking of another video. It's called Ring of Power. Well, there's a lot of material from what you just described. There is a lot of material out there that you can access in that realm. There's a general term for it, and I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with it. It's generally called Christian identity. And that's the direction. That's obviously the direction this video has gone in. So I personally, of course, am very, very familiar with that, but not with this particular video, Ring of Power.
Oh yeah, it's very good. And then, like you said, you know, it's about everybody who's anybody in politics. They're all blood related. They're all, I think, blue blood related. So in essence, that makes them all really, again, they all marry into the same family. They never get outside the same family. And
well,
she puts out a theory. That's probably why they're so evil, is because they've been inbred for so long, you know.
Well, that's another area altogether separate from Christian identity. But I tell you what, there is very strong, there's absolutely no question that some of the leading families and power groups are all interrelated and intermarried. I've had a book around for years, and probably a lot of our listeners are familiar the author was a Dr. Emanuel Josephson, and he wrote a book about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the title of which escapes me. I'm getting old. 5 years ago, I could have told you the title. But in any case, that book outlines the fact that Franklin Delano Roosevelt and roughly 10 other American presidents were very closely related. And if you look at the histories of a lot of the ruling families in the United States and around the world, that has historically been the case, that they are intermarried. And, it's kind of a little hidden part of history, both past and present, that people really don't want to talk about because, you know, we're supposed to be this grand democracy, quote-unquote, you know, where everybody has a chance to get ahead. But in fact, there are secret power groups operating behind the scenes, some of which have very real names, some of which we'll never know their names, that these people are pulling the strings. Philip, hang on for the break here. This
yeah,
is
sure.
Michael Collins Piper. We have open phones here. I'm coming to you from Washington, headquarters of water-drenched American Free Press.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a caller, Philip from South Carolina. He had raised a question about a video called Ring of Power. I just did a quick search on the internet, and I cannot find any reference to that particular video, but I can find about a million references, probably exaggerated there, to the theme of a ring of power, which is not surprising. But in any case, Philip, I was rattling on there with some comments about these interconnected dynasties and so forth. Did you have some further comments on that or questions or...
Well, a couple more things. She kind of goes into that and the whole history, and she'd done a lot of good research. I didn't agree with everything she said, but she did throw out a theory at the end, because, you know, supposedly there's going to be this Antichrist is going to come, and he's going to rule over Israel, if I'm not mistaken. That's kind of the theory, you know, everybody thinks it says in the Bible and everything. And she says that it's going to be Prince William. Because in 2015, he turns 33, and you know 33 is a big Masonic number and all that. She thinks it's going to be him.
Prince who?
William, is that?
Oh,
is that
Prince William of the British royal family. And he is going to be who? He's going to be...
Well, I think he's just to be crowned king then or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, I don't know Prince William. I don't move in those circles. So I don't know whether he's qualified for the post or not, but... I haven't seen this thing, so it's really hard for me to comment on it. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who maybe have seen it who might want to comment on it. It sounds interesting.
It's very good. Like I said, it's four DVDs. I downloaded it from conspiracycentral.net. I don't know if you download anything. And I did find it on one website. This one guy had it. I don't know. But yeah, like it's amazing. And the Ring of Power goes into the British released a coin, and it said it was a picture of the Queen on one side, and on the other side it said Ring of Power, and it was kind of her theory was that the Lord of the Rings was kind of based on the whole.
Yeah, well, this wouldn't surprise me because, you know, there's a lot of these books out here, these books that seem to contain fantastical stories of one sort or another, like the Da Vinci Code and Lord of the Rings and all of these things. A lot of these stories they have very freely adapted themes from old legends that have been out there for a long, long time, and then they've added their own twist to it. So that's what kind of makes the... I have a friend who's become absolutely... I guess the word infatuated is the word, has become infatuated with the whole story of the Da Vinci Code and all the themes surrounding the Da Vinci Code. And I had to warn him that there are so many books out there that have, you know, basically pirated from one another and patchworked together various themes that are often contradictory, often internally contradictory, that sometimes someone, if they don't have the proper background in these various areas of history and mythology and so forth, and for that matter, theology, they can really get themselves, dig themselves into a hole, both the writers and the readers. So you know, when you're looking at material like that, you really have to have a really good background, because a lot of times, I mean, even in the JFK assassination, I've said over and over again that there's several books out there on the JFK assassination that if you read them and read those books, read one of those books standing alone, you might believe that theme. But then if you look at all the other material that's out there, you realize that that one book with that one theme just is way off. So this is the kind of thing, when you're getting into areas like this, a lot of times they're very esoteric areas that are kind of hard to pin down. So, but needless to say, I'd love to take a look. I'm going to have to. Where did you say you got this Ring of Power video?
Well, it's this one website called ConspiracyCentral.net.
ConspiracyCentral.net. I think I'm familiar. I think I've been on that website. I'll have to check that out.
They post your audios on there sometimes, and but it's a gigantic database of this videos, documents, radio, audio, everything is on there. And a buddy, I mean, I was downloading stuff, and a friend of mine actually downloaded it. Say, you want to watch this? I'm like, yeah, sure. So, you know, sure. And I watched it, and it's funny you touched on the Da Vinci Code, because she touches on Jesus. And she's got a different theory about Jesus, and so it's pretty wild.
Well, I tell you, as far as different theories about Jesus, you know what? I can tell you right now that I've heard Presbyterians and Lutherans and Catholics and all sorts of people with different theories about Jesus, not to mention the Jews. So I'm not surprised to hear that somebody else has a different theory about Jesus.
Well, she thinks he was her theory is that he was like Cleopatra's and Julius Caesar's son, Caesarion.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they reminded me about the fact that there's a lot of people who think that Julius Caesar was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So like I say, there's a lot of stuff out there, you know, it's interesting to read, but again, at the same time, you know, I'll tell you what my boss, Willis Cardo, has always said. He says that the best thing for those of us, you know, who are out here fighting these battles, you know, there's not much we can do about what has already happened, but what we, you know, things that are beyond our control, you know, whether Jesus Christ was this or that, but, you know, we do know what's happening here on Earth right now, and we have a pretty good idea of who's doing the good things and who's doing the bad things, and that's kind of the battle we need to fight at this point.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree completely. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Philip, I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to check that video out. It sounds quite interesting to me. And like I say, you know, there's always something to be learned. There's very little that I will discount completely out of hand, because I think virtually everybody has something somewhere they can teach us, even if they only teach us by the very negative things that they do, you know, we can learn from what they're doing. So I'll definitely check it out.
Definitely. And one last quick thing before I let you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you heard from Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani, or do you know what happened with those guys?
Well, Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani are husband and wife.
Oh,
they,
really?
They are still at work. Victor has just released a new book, Phantom Flight 93. That's
okay.
Available from American Free Press, and I don't think I'm letting the cat out of the bag by letting everybody know in advance that he has a massive new trilogy that is going to be released, three different books on one very, very interesting subject, and those books are going to be coming out in the next couple months, but they are still active at work and, as I say, very happily married.
That's great, man, because, I mean, I listen to you, and then I listen to them, and y'all are my favorite. So,
all right.
All right, thanks,
sure,
Michael.
I'm sure Victor and Lisa, if they're listening, appreciate your good words.
Right on.
All right, thanks, Philip.
Thanks, Michael. Nice meeting you.
Appreciate the call. All righty. Okay, well, our resident, I'm not going to call him our resident cynic. I'm going to call him our resident philosopher. Jim from Texas is up next. Jim, come on up.
Mike, the only thing that surprises me tonight is that you were surprised when you were talking about the bell curve, the fact that the mainstream media publicized the bell curve. Of course they would. It's George Orwell explained it all in his Animal Farm when he said all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal. That's it. They're going to publicize anything that makes them look good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the game. There's nothing complicated about it. Why
well, Jim, actually, I personally wasn't surprised per se. What I thought it was interesting that it was being publicized, and I didn't really know anything about the book. Then when I investigated the book, I was not surprised because of the fact that it was receiving the publicity. What surprises me to this day, however, and I remain surprised about this, is that most of the people who were running around promoting the bell curve, who were otherwise intelligent people, didn't see the bigger picture of what was happening with the promotion of that book. And I'm telling you, Jim, there are a lot of people who have been listening to me here in the show tonight talking about the bell curve who are swearing at me and saying, I'm never going to listen to Mike Piper again. He's against the bell curve.
Mike, there's been a recent study in Israel where the average IQ of the average Israeli clocked in at a 94, okay? You're not going to see that publicized anywhere. This is not Israeli and Arab. This is Israelis in Israel. 94. You're not going to find it. I found it on the Internet. It's not going to be widely publicized because all the mainstream media is not going to say, wait a minute here.
Well, I have a below average IQ, so I don't know what 94 relates to as far as
intelligence. 94 is 6 points shy of the normal. 6 points shy of the normal.
Well, that's interesting because Charles Murray recently just wrote this article saying that the Jews were so utterly superior to everybody else.
Of course. Why do you think they published his article? If he would have published an article and said, hey, those Jews are a bunch of dumb so-and-sos, you think they'd have published his article? Hello? The average IQ of the Asians, okay, now just some groups of the Asians, the Japanese, the Koreans, and I think possibly some of the Chinese, the average IQ by white Caucasian standards is 106, okay? Higher than the average Caucasian. And
okay,
the average
you know,
IQ...
I tell you something, you know, I've always had a problem. I've always had a problem with these standardized tests. Now, I can say this without sounding like I'm bragging, just simply telling the truth. When I was very young, when I was in, like, first or second grade, I was considered very, very, very intelligent, and my mother was approached by some school authorities who said, we'd like to move him up two or three grades because he's so smart. Now, I was pretty smart, and I was smart enough to know that I didn't want to be a freak, number one. Number two, I wanted to stay in whatever grade I was in, second or third grade, with all my friends in second or third grade. And my mother knew I was smart enough to make a decision like this, and she said, well, whatever your decision is, that will be the decision. So smart little Mike Piper, Michael Bernard Piper in those days, smart little Michael Bernard Piper stayed where he belonged. So I can speak, I guess, from a position of authority because I'm someone who those standardized tests said was highly intelligent. But I can also tell you this much, from my own observations over the years, dividing people by intelligence and saying this group of people, and I'm not talking about races here now, I'm just talking about in my own schools, they would have one group, they would say, well, these are the smartest kids, these are the second smartest kids, these are the third smartest kids. I can't think of any worse way to divide people socially to undermine the possible development of people who would do better by having everybody immersed. And I'm not talking race here. I'm not talking about race, so I don't want our racist friends out there to get mad at me over this. But I'm telling you, I saw a lot of good people who suffered as a consequence of these divisions that have been laid out on our society by these standardized tests. I'd like to know who in the hell came up with these tests in the first place. Was it a bunch of New York Jews? Was it a bunch of counter, you know, multiculturalists? Was it a bunch of, who knows? I don't know who it is, and I don't pretend to know who it is, but I don't personally like them myself. And then when I find a bunch of Jewish scientists coming out with their study that says that, well, the Jews are superior to everybody else, then I raise questions about that.
No, I would raise questions if I heard about a study that come out and said the Jews are inferior to everybody else. Then the red flag would go up.
And you know, that's interesting you bring that up, Jim, because, you know, there's the old legend, and it is an absolute legend, that the Nazis said that the Jews were inferior, you know, that the Jews were subhumans. The Nazis never put out studies like that, and yet I turn and open up a daily newspaper, open up a history book, and I don't find that the Nazis said anything like that. So there's another absolute lie that we've been told over the years. Just another lie. What can I tell you?
They said we must segregate ourselves from them because of their behavior, not because they're stupid.
That's exactly right, Jim. Exactly right.
So, you know, by the way, Mike, I had a similar situation when I went into kindergarten in first grade. They gave us all tests because this is right after World War II, and the schools were so crowded, they gave us all tests, and they bumped me up a grade, me and my twin brother. And then we got bumped up another grade, and I went into fourth grade, and I had no training in mathematics, and all the other kids had been through. So they were in the fourth grade and had training, and I'm sitting there, I don't know nothing about it. I had to learn myself. So it's nothing beneficial about that.
Well, see, that's what I say. I'm glad I didn't do what I could have done. I probably would. I don't know what I'd be doing today, but probably nothing productive. All right, listen, I got
to
move on, Jeff.
Okay,
always
Mike,
appreciate your calls. All right, Mark from New York. Mark, we're going to bring you up, but I'm going to warn you, we have a break coming very shortly. But go ahead.
Ask you a question. I had written to you, emailed to you, and I was wondering about Benjamin Disraeli. I think I mentioned to you in an email once about Douglas Reed's book, A Controversy of Zion. In that book, he talks about Benjamin Disraeli and his. He essentially was a convert. His father had converted from Judaism, and he was elected, obviously prime minister. But he seemed to be exposing Jews as the heads of all of these secret societies that were controlling and working behind the scenes. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that. Was he?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had done some study into Disraeli, just kind of out of basic historical interest in him many, many years ago. That was before I became aware that he had written all these novels like Koningsby, and that's the one I think mainly you're referring to and a lot of people are familiar with,
right,
where he talks about many of these behind-the-scenes things that are going on. You know, I think he was it was kind of an intellectual exercise for Disraeli to write these books because he obviously was part of a very high-power clique in the British imperial government. And I always say that you shouldn't really call it the British imperial government because...
Right.
That government was controlled by the tentacles of the Rothschild Empire, and that's exactly what Benjamin Disraeli was. He was the guy who basically set up and used his power as prime minister to advance the Rothschild interests. So he was basically writing novels, I think, for his own entertainment and for the entertainment of the upper classes who knew exactly what was going on. So.
We have
a break here now, Mark. Okay. If you want to hang on, please
All right.
do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Talking about Benjamin Disraeli. If you don't know about Disraeli, you should. Disraeli.
Imagine if... powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system, how do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, just telling my producer off the air that if you have a smoke alarm in your house, don't stand underneath it smoking a cigar, because it's amazing. It will set that smoke alarm off. And you know what? A smoke alarm here in Washington, D.C. was being heard all the way down there in Round Rock, Texas. Anyway, we have Mark from New York aboard with us. Mark, we have a couple of minutes left. We want to we can wrap it up together here.
Okay, I just wanted to mention at the same time Disraeli is the prime minister, you have Lord Palmerston, who is their foreign secretary, fomenting all of these revolutionary movements throughout Europe, Mexico, and even you know the Civil War, how they were on the side of the South, and then the Russians were on the, sided with the Union, had their navy in San Francisco and New York Harbor, and were threatening to get involved if the British got involved. I just found that it seems to me as though the Rothschilds really reached their peak, although I don't know what it is now, but in the 19th century, they almost had the whole thing.
Well, yeah, that's essentially correct. Yeah, you know, during World War II, the Germans put out a report called How Judaism Turned England into a Plutocratic State. And it's a very detailed history of the operations of the Rothschild family and these powerful intermarried families in Britain with the Rothschilds, how they in fact, you know, took England and turned it into a plutocratic empire. And of course, a lot of people to this day are unfamiliar with the fact that that it was probably the Russians, as you point out, the czar of Russia, basically kept the United States. The United States. Now, there's a lot of people that think the United States should have split in two countries. I don't personally go along with that idea, but then again, you know, there's arguments for it and against it. But there was a lot of intrigue involved there, linked to the Rothschilds. This was actually before Disraeli, I should mention, because he didn't become prime minister until the 1880s, I believe.
Right.
But
right.
there's a lot of intrigue by the Rothschilds that led up to the American Civil War. They stood to make a profit from the war, and they actually wanted to split the United States into a northern unit and a southern unit. And of course, for better or for worse, you know, that isn't what happened. But we know that in 1913 here in the United States, they grabbed control lock, stock, and barrel with the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely. And remember J.P. Morgan, whose father, Junius, worked with Peabody, who was also an agent for the Rothschilds.
Exactly.
J.P. Morgan was selling faulty guns to the Union, I believe. The Union Army sold them their own crap, surplus weapons, made his first fortune, and then just kept going on there. He was the American agent for the Rothschilds.
Yeah, that's, again, there's another little hidden part of history that's just kind of been shoved aside, you know. And, you know, all these things are to be found out there. You know, they're out there in different places. And in the old days, a lot of that material was published in books that were read by the mainstream, but it's not that way anymore. So that's why I'm sitting here. That's why we have the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's why we have American Free Press, to try to get these facts out there.
Thanks for taking my call,
Mark. All right, Mark, thanks for your call. Well, okay. Folks, we are running out of time here, but we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up here tonight. And just as a final word, if you're sitting there smoking a cigar, don't smoke your cigar underneath your smoke alarm, although it is probably a good way to test the smoke alarm and see that it does work. All right, folks, have a good evening. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Yeah, we had a pipe burst down there, had a plumbing problem, and I want to tell you about $10,000 worth of damage, maybe more. But American Free Press lives. A little wet and waterlogged, but American Free Press lives.
A message.